Learn English. 1. At the very outset, before starting to learn, let's first get to know a few very basic facts about language in general and English language in particular, about language acquisition and language learning, and about the status of English in the world and in India. English has made for itself an undeniable prominence in the world, and nowadays in the world market. In India, it is an associate official language. In society, it is a language of upward mobility and perhaps, unfortunately, of prestige. Amongst the youth and in corporate setups, it is the language of smartness. In academia, it's a library language, and in ELT in India, it should be taught as a second language. A teacher of English should be able to tell the difference between a foreign language and a second language, because they require different approaches in teaching. A teacher of English should also know the difference between language acquisition and language learning. A mother tongue or first language is acquired, but the other tongue or second language is learned. A child begins to acquire its mother tongue, henceforth MT, at the age of a year and a half, and takes a year and a half to fully acquire the language. What does the child do during these 18 months? Well, the child doesn't know, but the sounds of language enter its brain through its normal ears, and LAD, that is language acquisition device, begins to work out a miracle. The child at 3 has internalized, without ever being aware of it, the complete system, in other words, the grammar of the language. So far, the child has been exposed to the spoken form of the language, and it's acquired the two skills, listening and speaking, fairly well. In other words, the child has acquired all the aksharas of its MT, mother tongue. Here I must tell the readers that the terms akshara and varna in Hindi are terribly badly confused, one with the other, because Hindi has 52 aksharas and 52 varnas, and this has led to the misuse of one for the other. But any sensibly learned scholar of Sanskrit will tell you that akshara relates to sound that is indestructible, and varna relates to color that's there to see or read. With this background, I believe it's easier for the teacher to proceed and the learner to understand that language has two forms, the primary form and the secondary form. In the primary form, the learner learns the two primary skills, listening and speaking. In fact, speaking through listening. Listening is the receptive skill and speaking the productive. How can you produce without receiving? How can you give without taking? And every one of us knows we take much more than we give. Therefore, if you do want to speak and speak English well, you will have to listen to lots and lots of English before you are really able to speak it. The child, during its period of acquisition, listens and listens and listens before beginning to imitate and speak what he has listened to. The child is then sent to school, where the secondary form of language is introduced. Here the child learns the secondary language skills, reading and writing, the receptive and the productive skills respectively. If you wish to learn English, we'll have to master all these four skills to claim some command of the language. How do we do it? Do you think we can develop good command of English by learning its grammar? What is grammar? Think about the answer.